So I'm launching my first annual report as Chief Medical Officer. Now, in developing this report, we had a look at how previous Chief Medical Officers had produced their reports. And initially, starting in 1858, they were very much surveillance, bringing together the data. And then, over time, there was the development of advocacy as the UK government's Chief Medical Advisor. What I've chosen to do is start with a volume one, which is about surveillance. It's bringing together a vast amount of data, some of which we've seen before, but we're displaying differently, some of which is new. I want to thank everyone who gave the vast amount of data to us: Office of National Statistics, our own analysts, the Health Protection Agency, charities, all sorts of people have given us data and really made this what it is. I will be publishing a volume two in the new year, which will this year be about infection, and it, through that and its scientific underpinning, will play out my role as an advocate for the public's health. In this one, what I've chosen to do is collect all this data to help people. It's a tool. It's absolutely fascinating. And that means that behind the pictures that we're going to talk about, on the web, in Excel spreadsheets, every local authority can find their data and they can use it as a tool to populate their health and well-being board work, to give them the stuff they need for their joint strategic needs assessment. So it should be useful to all of them. But the beauty of this work is how it's been shown in what are called cartograms. Now, Tom, you've been kind enough to edit this for me. Explain to me about the cartograms.
Well, cartograms are really, really interesting because, well, it goes back to this idea that when we look at maps, they're actually more than just trying to show the geographical information, but they're actually ways of conveying information in different ways. And quite often what's missing from usual maps is that you don't see the population that's affected. So you've got local authority areas, which are urban areas, which are very, very small, and they don't really sort of come across. I think one of the best examples of this in the actual report is air pollution, where what you see is that what's usually, when a normal map, you just see these tiny areas of high concentrations of air pollution. And then when you see the cartograms that have been sort of adjusted to take into account the size of the population, so London is suddenly very big on them and other areas, is just how many people are affected. And that's really interesting because it's a different way of looking at it.
Thank you. So it's exciting, and I invite you all to dip in.